Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Monday, September 19th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. 3 things to know today. 4 key customer service technology trends, crypto makes its big change, and what do sock puppets have to do with security? This is the business of tech. Gartner with another interesting one. 4 key customer service technology trends, quoting Channel Daily News. Trend number 1, technologies that enable reps are bringing the most value to service organizations. Gartner says that employee-centric technologies like workforce management, case management, consolidated desktop agents, internal collaboration tools, and unified communications currently deliver the most value to the customer service function. These type of technologies focus on performance, monitoring, and development to support day-to-day or intraday flexibility, new operational needs to manage the new work world, and new demands and expectations of customers. Trend number 2, the future lies in understanding the preferences and behaviors of digital customers. Gartner's survey revealed that in the next 2 years, digital self-service channels like online account portals and mobile applications, as well as predictive customer analytics, are expected to become valuable capabilities for service organizations. Trend number 3, CSS leaders expect most gains from data and analytics over the next few years. The focus will not only be on analyzing customer data using digital analytics, sentiment analysts, and machine learning, but also taking that data to make informed decisions using the actionable insights, according to leaders. Trend number four, substantial investments on the horizon in the development of AI and chatbots. According to the Gartner Technology Road Survey, trend number four reveals that CSS leaders will invest in VCAS and chatbots and AI in the next several years. Today, only one in four service organizations are fully deploying these technologies, but 37.5% of CSS leaders are planning to deploy chatbots by 2023, and 36.3% of them are doing the same for AI capabilities. While I'm on customer service, Propel Software recently conducted a U.S. consumer survey to understand how consumers define brand loyalty in today's market. More than half of consumers, 54%, said they would stop using a brand after just one bad experience. The news is worse if your target market is millennials. 57% will abandon your brand. Why do we care? Thematically, it's about digital. How much can an organization increase the value of the customer experience using tools? It all seems a touch obvious, and that's the danger. The obvious stuff is often assumed and can be underinvested, because turns out the customer, particularly the younger one, has little patience for bad experiences. I don't do much crypto on this show because, from my vantage point, most of it isn't ready for IT services. But I did want to cover last week's merge. The cryptocurrency Ethereum completed its upgrade called the Merge, designed to reduce energy consumption. The process moved from proof of work, showing actual computational processing, to proof of stage, where participants deposit or stake a certain amount of their crypto savings in a pool, which enters them in a lottery. Every time a crypto transaction requires approval, a winner is selected to verify the exchange and receive a reward. By some estimates, Ethereum's shift to proof of stake will reduce its energy consumption by more than 99%. Why do we care? I'm still watching for business use cases that make sense. Revisit my interview with Omid Malakhan if you want a good perspective on crypto in IT services. The reason we care is the engineering discipline here. This process was multiple levels of test, planning, and communication, and seems to have gone off very smoothly. Migrations should be seamless, asked my friend Carl Polchuk, and you should want some reading here. So here it is. A new security one? Sock puppets. No, not felt handhelds. Instead, hackers set up elaborate phishing techniques where they use multiple personas and email accounts to lure targets into thinking it's a realistic email conversation. Named multi-persona impersonation by researchers at Proofpoint, who noticed it for the first time, the technique leverages the psychology principle of social proof to obscure logical thinking and add an element of trustworthiness to the phishing threads. The new tactic requires far more effort from their side to carry out the phishing attacks, as each target needs to be entrapped in an elaborate, realistic conversation held by fake personas or sock puppets. However, the extra effort pays off, as it creates a realistic-looking exchange of emails, which makes the conversation look legitimate. Why do we care? It's the sophistication, multiple levels of spoofing here and creating a series of fictional people to convince the target of legitimacy of the attackers. Examples like this make me question the chorus of education as the answer for protecting against social engineering attacks. I'll offer my premise. Maybe we, as a society, should only use systems with high level of identity verification for transactions. Email was never built to identify identity, yet we continue to leverage it. In the previous story, the entire blockchain changed its underlying tech, yet we're unwilling to do so for email? Someone tell me why. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market, one of the best kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today is Talk Like a Pirate Day. It's also National Meow Like a Pirate Day. Arr, that one's confusing. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis. Felt like I was trapped between a rock and a hard place. Then I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB, serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean Lafitte.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.